NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is pushing Congress to pass a transportation bill. He's warning that time's running out to ensure federal funding for road and construction jobs.
Allowing this bill to expire would be a disaster for our infrastructure and our economy. Right away, over 4,000 workers would be furloughed without pay.
Mr. Obama, speaking in his weekly address, he issued his call a day after the government said the economy stopped adding jobs in August and the unemployment rate remained at 9.1%. In the Republican address, Congressman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia attacked Mr. Obama's approach to job creation.
While our workers are being held back by Washington, there's nothing in place to stop the federal government from bankrolling further big government spending, the kind that leads to government expansion into private sector jobs, burdensome mandates on job creators, and skyrocketing national debt.
Goodlatte said the president should use his upcoming speech to a joint session of Congress to join GOP calls for a balanced budget amendment. Tropical Storm Lee is generating heavy rain in Louisiana and giving much of the rest of the Gulf Coast a soaking this morning. The center of the storm is expected to move onshore sometime today. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports that in New Orleans, pumps are preparing to move more water than usual this weekend.
New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu says all of the city's 24 pumping stations are working, but they can only move so much water.
They can handle 1 inch during the first hour and a half inch thereafter of continuous rainfall. All of the backup generators are working, and they are currently in operation and will continue to be so.
Some forecasters are calling for as much as 20 inches of rain to fall over the next few days. Winds are also expected to be gusting past 45 miles an hour. City officials are expecting street flooding, and motorists who drive more than 5 miles an hour through standing water may be cited by police for creating a wake that could flood homes. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Former Major League Baseball star Roger Clemens is not off the hook. A federal judge says he must stand trial a second time for allegedly lying to a congressional committee about steroid use. In July, federal judge Reggie Walton declared a mistrial in the case, as NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
In the opening days of the first trial, prosecutors played for the jury a videotape containing evidence that the judge had explicitly ruled out as hearsay and prejudicial to Clemens' case. And on Friday, while Judge Walton said he continues to be very troubled by the prosecutor's conduct, he could see no legal reason not to proceed with a second trial. The judge set the new trial date for April 17th and said he would at least consider a defense request to have the government pay for part of Clemens' costs for a second trial. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. A neo-Nazi group plans a rally this afternoon in a suburb of Milwaukee. Chuck Quernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports that a counter-demonstration is expected as well.
The Michigan-based National Socialist Movement says it's holding a rally in the Milwaukee suburb of West Allis to raise concerns about some local disturbances that may have been race-based. West Allis Mayor Dan Devine says he wishes the neo-Nazi group wasn't coming to his city.
Their event is being promoted as a defense of white America. As a member of white America, I don't need a neo-Nazi group to defend me.
The rally will be held on a plaza outside West Allis City Hall. Devine says a permit is not required to use the space. Hundreds of counter-demonstrators are expected to hold their own rally on a nearby street with police and barricades between the two groups. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
A former Guantanamo Bay detainee who NATO says became a key al-Qaeda contact after returning to Afghanistan is dead. Officials say NATO and Afghan forces killed Sabar Lamelma during an overnight raid in eastern Afghanistan. NATO says he'd been responsible for organizing attacks and funding insurgent operations. Several other people were detained in the raid. Officials in Mexico say a leading drug cartel commander has been killed, and they say evidence suggests Samuel Flores Borrego was shot to death by members of his own group across the border from McAllen, Texas. Borrego's body was found yesterday in a pickup truck along with the body of a local police official. Borrego was sought by the United States and believed to be behind a split with a rival crime organization that intensified Mexico's drug violence. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.